No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.
That's the sound of protesting citizens who are trying to save the Aare Forest. Welcome to this Brass Tacks podcast. My name is Zucker Jacob. Weeknights 9:25 on CNN News 18. So for a number of weeks now, a bunch of learned Mumbaikers have been leading this protest against the felling of more than 2,000 trees in the Aare Forest, which, by the way, is the last remaining bits of green cover that the city of Mumbai has. Today, there was a bit of a body blow to those efforts, to those protests. The Bombay High Court today dismissed all the petitions that had been filed in the Aare matter. They dismissed this, saying that the petitions will not be entertained. In effect, the court has now given the go-ahead to the Mumbai Metro authorities, as well as to the BMC, to go ahead and construct this metro car shed, which is going to be spread, I think, over about 80 acres of land. The Mumbai Metro claims this is essential for phase 3 of the Mumbai Metro, for it to expand and move in that direction. And if they are not allowed to build this metro car shed at that particular space, at that particular point in the Aare Forest, then it will be difficult to make the Metro Line 3 operational. So it's a big thumbs up to the MMRCL, to the Maharashtra government. And talking about political timing, this is great political timing for Devendra Fadnavis, as on the same day he's also filed his nomination papers in Nagpur. Elections are just 3 weeks away, and now he's got a big thumbs up from the Bombay High Court. Let's look at what this issue is about. These protests began, I think, about roughly 3 months ago, where, you know, first it was just the environmental activists and a bunch of concerned citizens who came out. Then a few Sundays ago, there were a bunch of, you know, top Bollywood celebrities, the likes of Shraddha Kapoor, coming out and protesting. And this Sunday, incidentally, it happened to be pouring. So in the pouring rain, all of these people had made a human chain, and it went on for much of that Sunday. But the videos of that protest, that human chain, then went viral on the internet. And that's when the entire country came to know of this Save Aare movement that was happening. So let's just break down and see what this issue is about. Now, Aare is one of the last remaining green covers in the city of Mumbai, as I said. It's basically a forest land. Back at the time of independence, it used to be about 3,000 acres of land. But as is the case with every other city in our country, urbanization has eaten into the 3,000 acres. And right now, there's about 1,000 acres less. A little over 2,000 acres is all that is left of the Aare Forest. Of which, again, about 60-odd acres have been given to the BMC. Another 10 acres has been allocated for a fisheries complex, 100 acres for a zoo. I mean, think about it. A zoo, 100 acres, really. Some 500-odd acres for slum rehabilitation. And then out of all of that, about 80 acres has been set aside for this metro car shed. Now, here's the thing. The MMRCL claims that the metro car shed has to come at this very exact spot because the car shed is going to be used to, you know, turn around trains, turn around cabins, turn around these trains to send them back on the next run. And therefore, this car shed is extremely important. Now, the activists say there were apparently about 5 other alternate sites that were suggested. The MMRCL insisted that none of those sites were viable. And that's why this whole matter had to go to court. Now, why is Aare so important? Because Aare, like I said, you know, in a city like Mumbai, and we've seen these pictures virtually every monsoon season, you know, the city is clogged, water logging all over the place, the Miti River is overflowing. One of the reasons why Mumbai, it's become so bad in the last decade or so, this water logging in the rainy season, is because the green cover in the city has substantially depleted over the last 20, 30 years or so. And particularly around the Miti River, which basically because of all of this urban construction, what that has done is eat into the natural flow and the natural course of the river, of the Miti River. And therefore, when it rains even a little bit, the water has no place to go to, but it just now floods into populated areas because people have built over, you know, what used to be old-time floodplains and so on and so forth. We're seeing this in Mumbai, we're seeing this in Delhi, we're seeing this practically in every modern city in India right now. But Aare is particularly important because it is the catchment area for the Miti River. So a lot of the excess rainwater would then drain away to the catchment area. The entire ecosystem around there is supported by these forests. Obviously, in a hot and humid city like Mumbai, this tree cover is important because it brings temperatures down, it regulates temperatures. And frankly, at a time when there is so much chatter around climate change, we've seen what Greta Thunberg has done at the United Nations, we're seeing what kids are doing every Friday in schools across this country as well as around the world, at a time when there's so much talk about climate change, so much talk about pollution here in the national capital, so much voter awareness and importance in the scheme of things for green issues, I think this judgment in a sense misses the tone, misses the it's not in step with the sentiment of the times, it's not in step with the keeping of the times. It is, at the risk of sounding offensive, it is a bit tone deaf, because frankly, if we are now expecting our children to take care of this planet because we did a lousy job of it, I mean, what does that say of us? What does that say of our generation? We must be absolutely terrible keepers of this planet, now that it takes 16-year-old kids like Greta to remind us that we've failed. We've failed pretty miserably. And I'm sorry to say this, I think with all due respects, the court and the judge in this instance has completely missed out on what's going on in the country right now, what's going on in the world right now. Climate change is no longer just, confined to some heavy sermons and some lecture rooms and some hotel conversations. No, this is a very real conversation that's happening across this country. It's happening in classrooms. It's happening in courtrooms. It's happening in boardrooms. We need to talk about this stuff. And I think the judgment goes against the importance that everyone has now come to associate with climate change. I don't see as many climate naysayers today as there used to be many years ago. At least people are coming around to saying, yes, it is getting hot, or yes, it is getting cold, or yes, the rains are far more intense now than they used to be before. It's a very real thing. We cannot pretend anymore like this is not happening. And if we have stopped pretending and if we have acknowledged that this is a problem, then I think something as frankly commonsensical as saying that, look, we need to build a metrocar shed at this exact same spot and we need to cut down 2,000 trees for it and we'll make up for it by planting another 2,000 trees at some other location, it's just plain, not just impractical, it's just a lot of rubbish. You can't replace, ecosystems. You can't replace a forest by saying, okay, I'm going to cut down trees here, but I'll replant it somewhere else. No, that's not how it works. That's called pulling the wool over people's eyes. So I think to that extent, again, with all due respect to the court and to the learned judge who came up with this decision. And by the way, he's not dismissed this on merit. He's dismissed this because of the principle of commonality, which means there is a similar matter that's pending before the Supreme Court. Therefore, the judge has ruled that he's invoking the principle of commonality and he's dismissing these petitions. If that were the case, then why did the same court put on hold the cutting of the trees till the end of September? It's the same court, it was the same judge who said till the 30th of September, put the cutting of trees on hold so that the court can study the matter. And today the same judge, the same court has come out and said he's dismissing these petitions on the principle of commonality. I mean, which is worse because he's not even applied the yardstick of merit to this case. He's simply saying, there is a higher court, there is an appellate court that is hearing a similar matter. Let them decide. I don't want to get into this. Which, frankly, I mean, in plain English, would be just passing the buck. And unfortunately, and I think this is where people like Greta have reminded us, I think the time for passing the buck is over. We cannot afford to pass the buck anymore. Because if we do, frankly, we're not going to leave behind much of a planet for our children and their children. So I think we need to reassess this whole, binary debate about development versus environment. It's no longer development versus environment. It is clearly, if there is no environment, then there is no point of development. You won't have much development to do if you don't have an environment to sustain it. So I think the primacy of that conversation is certainly is certainly happening at the United Nations. It's happened because of kids like Greta. It's happening in our classrooms. It's happening in our newsrooms. And I really, really think that the time has come that our courts, our legal system, our laws, our rules put primacy and give primacy to climate change and to negate the bad effects, the ill effects of climate change. And I think in this regard, the Prime Minister has done a great thing. I mean, till before Narendra Modi came to the picture in 2014, the climate change conversation world over was developed countries versus developing countries. Developing countries, India, China included, would always maintain, this is not our problem. You messed up the world for us. You guys had 200 years of industrial revolution. You've got to the developed stage. But now when it comes to our turn, when it is our time, you're blocking it in the name of climate change. This was the conversation. Typically, this was the conversation that used to run for 20, 30 years. But suddenly, in the last couple of years, 2014, 15, 16, you had A, the big climate change deal between the then US President Barack Obama and the Chinese President Xi Jinping. And then you had Prime Minister Modi saying that India is going to be part of the solution to climate change. He came out and he announced an international solar alliance. He announced India's intent to generate 40 gigawatts of clean energy. India is no longer the problem in chief. India is the solution provider in chief. And I think primarily the credit for that in changing the tone of that conversation, in changing India's position on that conversation, credit has to go to Prime Minister Modi. That's why I think in keeping with all that we've seen over the last couple of years, today's decision by the Honorable High Court, which will be challenged, as activists have said they will, is clearly not in keeping with our times, and it's clearly tone deaf to some of the concerns that have been voiced from kids in classrooms, to people in newsrooms, to people in boardrooms. They're all worried about climate change. I'm not sure that the judgment today appreciates that or understands that or is in keeping with the tone and tenor of the concerns around climate change. So that's going to be the issue that we're going to discuss tonight at 9:25 p.m. on Brass Tacks. Join me on CNN News 18. This is Zakar Jacob signing off. Thanks for tuning in.
No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zakar Jacob.